did mention once when we were talking about the whiskey stills up the valley.
Yeah, there
was known to be a place where...
Yes. Well, do you know where Delalacy Church is?
Yes.
Well, across the river and up the hill from there, there's a hollow, and there was an old whiskey still there. There's not much left to show where it was, but you can see where there was a bit stones built, and there's a stream comes down, and it's hidden in a hollow, and it was always known as the still.
There would have been a building there once.
Not very big, because it had to be hidden, you know. Yes, but the chap that apparently lived in Delalacy that worked the still, and he went up there to do his stilling. It's all hearsay, but I think it's quite true, you know. Mm-hmm. That one is, anyway. The worm was hidden in the church.
The place where no one would look.
Yes. Yes.
How long ago was that in use, though? Would you say?
That would be early 18th century, I would have thought, you know. Mm. Yeah. My father had a still, which belonged to a skyman, but he was a chauffeur with the people that owned Clun, you know. And he lived down in Shropshire. And he made his own whiskey, because he used to come up every year, and he would always give us a drop when we were at the deer stalking or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when he died, his wife sent his still up to my father, you know, because she didn't know what to do with it. And this is true. I only found out this a few years ago. But then my father... they were renovating his house, and he was frightened that someone would find the still, so he thought he'd better hide it while this was going on. And he took it to, there's some rocks near Knockandoo, between Clun and Knockandoo, there's big rocks, a rocky face, and he hid it in there. And while they were also cutting the wood at the time, when my father went back to get the still, it was gone. Maybe just as well, but it was gone. Now, he always thought, my father is dead some years now, but he always thought that the woodman had found it, you know? And it wasn't until a couple of years ago, I took Katie Roden out, that's Vivian's daughter, to show her where the still was at Clun, because she was into that sort of thing at the time. And we went out there, and on the way out she told me that Roger McPherson told her that his father found a still, and apparently it's not illegal to have a still, it is to use it. So, you know, my father could have kept the thing, it would have been quite okay to have it, but not to, as long as you're not using it. But anyway, he said his father found a still, and they thought it could be the one that came from the old guy at Delalacy, you know? Uh-huh. But I asked where he'd found it, and he found it in the Knockandoo Rocks. Uh-huh. And it was my father's still, and Knockandoo has it yet. Because I went to see him so that I could put my side of the story, and he offered to give it back to me, but I said, no, you keep it. Yeah. I wasn't coming to take it from him. I was just wanted to let him know how it got there.
The history.
But he had been lambing at the time, and this is genuine, this is true, and a lamb had got in among the rocks or something, and he was in there, and here he found the still. He wasn't sure what it was, but when he took it home, his father knew exactly what
it
was.
Could have been there for years and nobody would have found it.
Yes. Yeah. But well, my father would have got it
back,
you know, but he died before I found out.
Yes. And you only found out recently.
So that's a true story, and Knockandoo has it yet. Uh-huh. And it was made by this chauffeur, he was a good skilled mechanic, and he had copper still, he had made it himself.
And he was from Shropshire?
Yes, but originally he's from the Isle of Skye. In the north, he made whiskey there. But, you know, living down in Shropshire.
Yes.
He had a bit of a scare one time, I remember, while he was up here. He came up, always came up when the family that owned the estate came up. He came up, you know, in the grouse time and for the stags. But while he was up here, his house down south had been burgled. I think his wife was a nurse, but that doesn't matter. But she probably had been out at the time. And she had got the police because they had to come and see what had been stolen. And he was panicking that they would find the still, you know. But apparently they didn't know what it was when they saw it.
And they didn't find the whiskey?
No, we didn't find any whiskey. But he didn't make a lot, but he did make a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we used to drink it, babe.
Yes, you used to send it out, didn't
you? It was pretty raw, but didn't kill us. Anyway, it was just as well, probably, that my father didn't have it any longer, because I think we would have tried it out.
You would have had a go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe got caught.